friends, and welcome to the Godfident TV show. My name's Greta, and today I'm joined by my co-hosts, Aaliyah, Sophie, and Chrislyn. So today we're talking about courage. Has there ever been a time in your life when you've needed some courage? What does that mean, you say? What is courage? That simply means when you feel fear coming up on something that you've got in front of you to do, and you do it anyway. It's that push that just gives you enough to do it, you know? So, y'all, what is one of your biggest fears? That's kind of a weird transition, but like, talking about courage, what's the opposite of courage? It's fear, mm-hmm. You know? Letting them know that you too get scared, you know? So what's that for you?
For me, I feel like my biggest fear is mice. I hate mice. Okay. I have a vivid memory of going to my cousin's house one day, and she had this mouse in her house, and so me and a few other family members were trying our best to, like, actually make a maze to lead it outside of the house with boxes. And no, I was not about that. It was not great. It was crazy.
I no longer have the biggest fear because I let God help me to get over it. But when I did, when I was small, I was scared of my skeleton and I was trying to run it out of my body. But now I know that you can't run without a skeleton, so you can't run it out of your body.
I'm glad you still have it.
Me too.
When I was young, I had an irrational fear of pigeons for the longest time. And it was mainly because I had like a really bad run-in at the beach one time, and a pigeon like got too close and like was hungry. So from that point on, from like my whole, like up until I was like 17, I was like super afraid of pigeons. Wow. And then literally God helped me through it because it was really bad.
Not the pigeons.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I think for me it's stink bugs. Like, actually, I have an irrational fear of stink bugs and people in costume. Yeah, so those two things. I like actually went through a season in my life where I thought like stink bugs were like against me. Like, you know, like they're ratchet, they're little bugs that just like crawl up and down and then like spin and like swing in the air, fly in the air. Anyways, they're like little rocks that are alive but can fly. I can't stand them and they're awful. Oh my gosh, that was funny. Okay, so what does courage look like to you? Like, and it can be an example of the things you're afraid of, but. Because nothing, like, I know I was giggling at y'all's answers, but I'm not making fun of you, I promise, because I relate, I understand. But despite those things, like, what is being brave, what does courage look like to you?
Courage looks like doing whatever is making you feel scared or anxious, like just doing it scared and doing it anxious, like facing whatever it is head on, and just having the boldness to say, well, I'm gonna do whatever it is, I'm gonna do it scared, I'm gonna do it anxious, I'm just gonna get it done.
I have to piggyback off of you. That is like, it is doing what you feel scared to do, but not letting fear stop you from doing it.
I think courage is definitely also doing stuff outside of your comfort zone with boldness. Very similar answer, but it really is. It's truly saying, I've never done this before, so you might be scared of it for many different reasons. I've never done this before. Oh, I've done it before and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But saying, okay, but this is something that I need to do, whether God has called to like for me to do this, or I just, like, it's causing me to, like, stop me from continuing my day, so I need to do it. And just saying, okay, that's enough. There's no reason for me to be scared. You know, God has got me, he's with me, and just moving on. So
that's so true. It's also trusting that the Lord, like, if he is calling you to something, that he's going to equip you, you know. And so that courage, like, I feel like as human beings without the Lord we can't really do anything, you know. So like having the strength, having the courage to do something even despite being afraid, like, I don't have that in me unless if it's got, like, the Lord's got me, you know, the Lord's giving me that that peace when I'm anxious, you know, that courage when I'm afraid. So how do you encourage yourself when you're faced with that fear?
I give myself a pep talk.
Yeah, what does that
look like? I can do it. Like sometimes when I'll sing and play my guitar, I would give myself a pep talk and say, nothing bad is gonna happen. If you mess up, if the people laugh at you, they're laughing at God because he's the one that's singing and playing the guitar through you, so there's nothing to lose, basically.
That's good. That's really good. I like that.
I think I like to, similar to the pep talk thing, I like to calm myself down a lot beforehand. So I'm like, take a deep breath, you know, maybe like listen, sit in a quiet place for a little bit and then say, okay, God's got me, let's go, and then go.
I do similar things. I'll have like the worship music playing or I'll just, you know, speak the word over myself. I can do all things through Christ. Even if I'm like fearful, I just rebuke this fear. I pray for the peace of God to just keep me in just prayer. Prayer and speaking the word over myself.
Yeah, that's so good because it is like prayer is so powerful, you know, and speaking the truth over you. That's kind of, we touched on that in the last episode a little bit, how important our words are, how key it is that you need to encourage your own heart, you need to encourage your own mind, you know, so what you speak over yourself matters, you know, and speaking the word, the true word of God over yourself is like one of the best antidotes and truth you can speak over your mind. So, let's see. How has there ever been a time in your life when, you know, you were really scared with this big thing that you had before you, but you still overcame it? You know, what was that for you guys?
I had my eyes closed singing and playing my guitar. So we were at church, so everybody was like, yes, she's worshiping. And my eyes were closed because I was like, no, I'm scared. Now, I was worshiping, but I was scared, so my eyes were closed at the same time. They were closed for those two reasons. But I still did it. I got over. I was like, I'll just have my eyes closed so
you
I can see the people.
Kind of like faking it till you made it.
I know for me, I grew up and still struggle with it today, but I've had like really bad social anxiety for a long time. And so I hated phone calls for a long time. I refused to call people on the phone. I'm like, just text me or email me. I will not do a phone call. Absolutely not. And as I've gotten older, I've slowly realized or like almost been like to myself, like, why am I truly afraid of whatever it is in the moment? And I think bringing myself to that realization has really helped me calm down and be like, it's not as scary as it seems. I'm working myself up to it. Yeah. And that's what's making it scary. And so, you know, I'm definitely still working through my social anxiety. It's a long step. But, you know, here I am today on a podcast, you know. I'm going to college, I'm going to talk to people every day, do speeches for some of my classes. So it really is just like going through the motions and reminding myself that it will always be okay because God's got me and it's going to be okay. There's no reason for me to truly be scared because there's no one coming after me.
Yeah.
And so that's just, it's just interesting. So yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. What is something that you would encourage the audience, maybe to somebody else who has social anxiety or is just not as extroverted? Like, I feel like you're pretty extroverted, though. Or if you have social anxiety, it's really hard to tell.
See, that's what's really funny, because I feel like a lot of people tell me all the time, like, oh, you seem very extroverted. And I grew up doing theater, so I've, like, almost self-taught myself, like, that, like, it's like I can walk out and talk very openly and whatever. But truly on the inside, I am a very introverted person, and so I definitely need my quiet time to be by myself to, like, re-calm down and then re-energize myself to go out again. And it takes a lot for me to go out again, but I think honestly for the audience members who are also struggling with social anxiety, I think it's very important that you continue to push yourself, and I think that's truly the only thing that's going to get you out there is making that first initial step.
That's good. Aaliyah, for you, same question to ask before her, but, you know, we got off track. What is an example of a time that you faced something that was really scary, but you overcame it?
There was a time in college where I had to perform in front of an audience, which normally wouldn't scare me, but it was an audience of, like, my peers and, like, you know, my family after, like, a long hiatus of not, like, dancing for a minute. So I was really nervous to kind of, like, if I was going to, like, mess up or get something wrong or, like, you know, just the opinions of other people. Mm. And what really obviously, like, got me through that was God, but it was, like, the knowledge of, like, you know, what I'm doing is to glorify Him, and, like, this gift that He's given me is to just be a blessing and to just take the pressure off of it and to just realize, like, all that matters is that, like, I'm having a good time and, like, I'm just perfecting my craft as I go.
Yeah. Yeah, just focusing on the things that you've invested in, you know? I think that also really helps with social anxiety, is being prepared. Like, you know, if you've got a project or a speech, like, doing your best, bringing your best forward, your, you know, excellence being your standard for yourself, you know, obviously having grace for yourself, but, like, to do the work to get there, to write your speech out in advance, to memorize it, you know, and have your cards in order and marked, and you know, for your dance routine, like, to have your moves down, you know, inside and out, like, you know it with your eyes open and closed, you know? So being prepared also, that rids our nerves a lot of the time, you know? Same thing with the guitar and your songs. You're on the stage, like, even still, it's scary getting up in front of people, so courage is definitely always needed. So those are such good examples, you guys. I did want to mention to our viewers that we have more resources, and if you're enjoying this episode, you can go to godfident.org for more episodes to find available to you, and then you could also download our app, Moving Forward Ministries, to reach out to us, to have more resources, or if you have questions, you can email us. But you guys, another question for you. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord? We kind of talked about this a little bit. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord when you're afraid? Maybe if it's directly in the moment, or if you're dealing with anxiety before, like, you even get somewhere. How do you handle that?
So for me, ever since I was a little kid, you know, the classic, like, oh, I'm scared of monsters in my closet type thing. I would always run to my parents and be like, I'm so scared, can I stay here with you guys? And they would be like, no, no. And then they would always read me 2 Timothy 1:7, which is, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, joy, and a sound mind. Mm. And it's always that reminder of, this emotion that I'm feeling is not from God, and where is it coming from? And there's no reason that I should be feeling that, because God's got me and God loves me.
Yeah.
And so whenever I feel, like, true fear from, even if it's just the monsters in my closet, or, you know, or whatever, even the smallest little thing, I just remember that God loves me, and reciting that verse genuinely helps me, like, recenter myself and calm down. So
that is something that is really helpful, I've found, is reciting scripture. Like, you can pray the scriptures if you're ever afraid, if you're ever worried, or, like, just whatever your circumstances are, you can start. I like to start in Psalms. I like to pray the Psalms. Like, you just start reading them and be like, Lord, may you bless this, you know, may you receive this, like, just changing it to be personal for you. So that's so good. Praying the scripture has power.
Yes.
Aaliyah, you have any thoughts on that?
Just to piggyback off of what you both said, is, like, there is power in praying the scriptures. Like, I also like to put myself in the shoes of people in the Bible, like David. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And it's to show that you will feel feelings of anxiety, worry, fear. They're daily things that we deal with, but the way to overcome them is to speak to our soul. And it may not change the feelings. The feelings may still very be there, but it's the truth that penetrates the soul, which is what we are feeling. So just agreeing with the both of you.
Sometimes I will be like, this thing that you're about to do, it's not as bad as Jesus dying on the cross. So I'm like, if I compare everything to that, all this is nonsense. So I'm like, I can do this.
I love that. Big picture and reality check, honestly, of, like, the Lord literally gave up His life for me. You know, like, His sacrifice was so much greater than anything I've had to sacrifice. You know, so really, yeah, remembering that, like, this earth is temporary. Whatever you're going through right now is temporary. Like, we are living for the kingdom of God. You know, store up your treasures in heaven, where you're not going to have your things stolen, or they won't be destroyed, you know? But instead, it has so much greater value and so much greater weight. So I also have another verse for you guys in Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be in fear or dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." I personally use this verse a lot, especially going to speak to people on the stage or coming here to talk to you guys or to the viewers, like, or when I have, you know, a concert or I'm singing. It can be scary sometimes, you know, and a lot of people struggle with being afraid and stops there. They feel like a failure. They don't go any further. They allow the fear to dominate them, you know, when in reality, you don't have to be there. You actually, it says, do not be afraid in the Bible. And a lot of times if it says, like, do not, or, like, therefore, like, there's a reason it's therefore, you know, it's therefore a reason. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Why does it say do not fear? Because you're going to be afraid. Like, the Lord knows that about us. We have limitations as people in human nature. That's just our, you know, we can only be so bold, be so brave and courageous. But the Lord gives us that strength. It says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when I start to become afraid, I remember this scripture. Being strong and courageous, like those things, the Lord can equip you. The Lord will deliver you from whatever it is. Like, this is about Joshua going into the promised land, all right? And there's big, big giants in this land. And the Lord's like, you got it. I already promised you this land. It's just for you to go in and conquer it. And so many people turned back because of their fear, and they weren't allowed in the promised land. But Joshua and Caleb, his brother, were allowed in the promised land because of their faith, because of their courage, and their obedience to God. So sometimes you got to push yourself aside and say, Lord, if this is what you're calling me to, I will be strong. I will be courageous, not on my own strength or willpower, but by God, his spirit that's in me. You know, that he's enabling me. He's encouraging me. He's equipping me. And he will, you know, he will. So it says that the Lord will fight for us. Do you have an example when the Lord fought for you on your behalf?
When he died on the cross for me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
When I was in high school, there was a time where I had gone on this trip with a group of classmates, and me and another guy in our class, we were talking at the time, we weren't dating, and something had happened, or supposedly happened, and so rumors started.
Uh-oh.
And
not the rumors.
But it was crazy because at the time, the rumors were started by adults and not other kids. Mm-hmm. And so we were very confused about what was going on, and we hadn't heard the rumors that were going around until way later. Mm-hmm. And people were avoiding us and doing weird things. We were like, what's going on? And so once we found out what was going on, we went to go talk to the adults and, you know, or our teacher at the time and figure out what was happening. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, there's nothing we can do here. We have to leave it up to God and let him figure it out. Mm-hmm. And he did. And he did, and it was crazy, but it truly was like a, this is out of our control.
Yeah.
Because it didn't start with us, and it won't end with us. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of it. And it's all that can happen is whatever God chooses to do with it.
Mm. That's good. That's so good. It's hard. It's hard too when rumors start spreading about you. And I know that's not the topic, but we go on a whole another topic about, you know, rumors and, you know, power of words. And that, you know, it really does spread, like gossiping. It's hard. It's hard when you are the person that is on the other side receiving that, you know, but you don't have to receive it. So I think that you showed a lot of courage in that, you know, not standing for what other people speak over you, but using the word of God, using the truth, which is actually, guys, this is not what's going on, despite people still believing that about you. It's hard when people think something about you is true and it's not. It's disheartening, and you can get yourself in a really low place if you start to believe it, you know? Yeah. What about you, Aaliyah?
I would say that, like, there's a lot of times in my life, I've had similar situations too, where there have been rumors that have been concocted about my character.
Mm.
And as I've gotten older, the Lord has shown me, like, let me just defend you.
Mm.
You don't have to defend your character. You don't have to address anything that someone says. I have that. And everything you're going through is to sharpen your character and is to make you stronger in me and to trust me. So it doesn't really matter what people say. And I know I know that there is still effects that come with that. There's pain and obvious like feelings of rejection and betrayal, but really ultimately understanding that God will see you through it, and you know, he'll take you through it to show you he'll take you through it. You have to experience trial to get to the other side of it. So
that's so true. That's literally so true. Like, a lot of times we will be at a low point of our lives, you know, and seeing that you're not alone in that lowest point of your life. Lord, God is a God of the hills and the valleys. You know, he's near to those who are brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. I think that's something for me that really the Lord delivered me from, the Lord brought me through, kind of like just gave me courage from all the things that I faced, all the adversity, you know, the things that allowed my mind to be filled with, you know. And it turned from like from joyfulness to just deep, really heaviness, sadness, depression. And the Lord brought some mentors. The Lord brought, bit by bit, day by day, help me have the courage to get out of bed. Help me have the courage to stand on my own feet. You know, help me have the courage to start encouraging other people. He'd bring somebody else who is just a little bit more sad than I was. And I'd be like, hey, like, it's okay. I got up today. Like, we're getting there. Like, I got myself a cup of coffee, you know. Some days, that's the way it is. Some days, it's difficult. It's hard, and the enemy is pushing you back and forth, back and forth. But the Lord, I waited upon him. The Lord restored me. The Lord renewed me and gave me a courage like no other. You know, I was afraid of what other people would think of me. I was stuck in a fear that was debilitating of like, oh, well, what's going to happen if I do this? What's going to happen if I fail? So therefore, I didn't do anything. You know, I let the fear of failure be my defeat. But then the Lord saw me in that place and said, hey, listen, you don't have to stay there. So every day I get up and I choose to follow the Lord and his example and what his word says, that I can be strong and courageous. He'll fight for me. When you know that it's not your own strength that you're fighting with, God truly can do anything through you. When you submit yourself to him, when you let go of all those things that you're harboring inside, the Lord can lift you up on wings like eagles, and you will soar. Mm-hmm. He really will. That's part of my testimony, honestly. Like, the Lord has just brought me so much joy, mm-hmm. so much wholeness, so much healing. And it's been through constant surrender. It's been through constant times of saying yes, being obedient when I've been afraid, mm-hmm. being obedient when it's been hard, you know? So how can you affirm our friends today watching that maybe face adversity, that maybe are facing something that's really scary before them? How can you encourage them to be courageous, to be brave?
I would say...
Go ahead.
I would say, once you make the decision to not care about what people say about you, that's the moment when you start living and not just being alive. Mm. That's the moment when you're able to do everything that you can do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because mm-hmm. Philippians 4:13 says that. So yeah.
Beautiful.
And I have the scripture as well in Philippians. This is Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has already done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your minds and hearts as you live in Christ mm. Jesus. So in that scripture, pray about everything that you're going through. God hears everything. He knows everything. He sees everything. And he's not far from you. He's within you. He's around you. He's everywhere you can imagine. Mm. And he knows your circumstance and he knows your situation.
It's very important to realize that God is your greatest ally in everything. Like, he is your best friend. He's the rock. Mm. He's your foundation. And so it's always important to lean on him and trust him in all things, because at the end of the day, he's the one who's always going to be there for you. So
that's so good, you guys. That's so good. Friends, know that the Lord is bold for you. The Lord sings over you. I don't know if you knew that, but he is our biggest advocate. And that just means someone that fights for us. He is the one that directly gives us the joy every day, the strength to keep walking forward, the strength to get up, the strength to go talk to that person, to have that hard conversation, the strength to do whatever it is that is before you. That is terrifying, because every single one of us today have given a brief glimpse of what being afraid looks like. But again, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that just means that peace inside of you, that you just passes all of your understanding. It doesn't make sense how much the Lord just overwhelms you with his peace, with his understanding, his wisdom. The wisdom comes from above. It's not from this world. It's greater than us, you know? God just has so many amazing things created for you. And he has good plans for you, and he goes before you preparing that way if you would just surrender that to him. So today, friends, I want to thank you for joining us on the Godfident TV show. It's been such an amazing time with you. I pray that you've been blessed, that you would come back again and see us soon, or visit our website at godfident.org, where you can find many more resources. You can submit a prayer request. You can email us any questions you have. You can find healthy community and friendship if you need that. And also, as well, you can download our app at Moving Forward Ministries, available on the App Store everywhere. So, friends, again, it's been such an honor to have you with us today. Keep being brave. Keep being bold. I know it's hard sometimes, especially when other people don't agree with you and it makes no sense. But sometimes having the courage to do the thing that's really scary is what's going to help you become stronger. It's going to push you. It's going to make you brave. So Jesus, I bless my friends watching today. Pray that you would fill them with the courage, the boldness, and the bravery to go do the thing that fills them with fear, God. But I thank you that you are greater than fear. You are courage inside of our hearts. May you go before them, preparing the way, preparing them. In Jesus' name, we bless everyone watching. In your name, amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, friends, for watching. Once again, we'll see you soon on the next episode of Godfident TV, Next Generation. Bye, guys.
Coming up on the next episode.
There has been a time in my life where I thought, like us as believers, it was left up to us to kind of fight against the enemy. And so God gave me the revelation that he says to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Yeah. And just that shift of that mindset, taking the pressure off of myself and giving that pressure to God, because when the battle is already won, the enemy is defeated, the Lord is victorious. I am God-fearing.